From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a presidential impeachment vote is greeted by song in Brazil. Opponents of Dilma Rousseff breaking out in song as they voted to remove her from office Wednesday for breaking budgetary laws, an impeachment process that has polarized the Latin American country and paralyzed its politics for 9 months. Senators voted 61-20 to convict Rousseff for illegally using money from state banks to boost public spending. Her conservative former Vice President Michel Temer, who has run the country since her suspension in May, will be sworn to serve out the remainder of her term through 2018. After that vote, the Senate decided that the now former president should not be barred from holding public office in the future. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump has scorned Mexico for a year, but he is almost landed there today to meet with President Enrique Peña Nieto just hours before flying back to the United States to spell out his immigration plans if he wins the November election to take over the White House. Trump has mocked the U.S.'s southern neighbors, saying it sends rapists and criminal immigrants into the United States and has taken advantage of American workers in a two-decade-old trade deal. Trump won millions of Republican supporters with his call to build a wall along U.S.-Mexican border to thwart more illegal immigration and to force Mexico to pay for it, an idea Peña Nieto has rejected outright. But Trump announced his hastily planned visit to Mexico City just days after the Mexican leader extended an invitation to both him and Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking to some of India's brightest students in the New Delhi campus of the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges from terrorism to climate change.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights, and we will stand with our allies, particularly where we have a defense agreement, in protecting that agreement and in protecting the rights of other nations with respect to their freedom of navigation and the legitimacy of a process under rule of law for the resolution of legitimate claims.
John Kerry speaking about the South China Sea in the context of his address to that audience of students in India. Talks aimed at ending nearly 7 decades of fighting between Myanmar's government and ethnic rebel groups opened in the capital of Naypyidaw Wednesday. Delegates from 17 ethnic minorities decked out in the colorful costumes of their particular group filled the convention hall, mingling with military officers and diplomats at the start of the 5-day conference, a major initiative of Aung San Suu Kyi's first days as leader of Myanmar's new democratically elected government. In her opening remarks, the Nobel Peace Laureate said, "Only if we are united will our country be at peace. Only if our country is at peace will we be able to stand on an equal footing with other countries in our region and across the world." On the eve of the peace conference, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on Myanmar's new government to confer citizenship on its 1 million-strong Rohingya Muslim minority who are regarded as illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. The sound you're hearing is the sound of thousands of people pelting each other with tons of ripe tomatoes Wednesday, creating a red mushy mess in the annual Tomatina street battle in eastern Spain. At the fiesta in Bunol, 160 tons of tomatoes were offloaded from trucks into the crowd packing its town streets for the hour-long battle that attracts many foreigners around among the participants.
That's the latest world news from VOA.